Welcome to the weekly Lake Cabotogamo Fishing and Recreation Report, brought to you on Lakes Country 104.1 all season long. Hosted by Jason Sheehan and Ed Gakely as they talk to different guests each week. Tune in to hear what's biting, how to catch them, and great stories from the lake. Sponsored by the Pines of Cabotogamo. They can't wait to see you on the lake. So let's jump into it.
Good day, Lake Cabotogamo and Voyageurs National Park. Ed Gakely here, Jason Sheehan, owner of Pines of Cabotogamo, and we are on the Lake Cabotogamo Fishing and Recreation Report. How's it going today, Jason?
I'm doing wonderful, Ed. Thanks. Thanks for asking. How you doing?
You know, I'm pretty happy. The sun is shining and a little bit of cloud coverage here, but for the most part, blue skies and temperatures warming up. I've heard nothing but amazing reports from people that are out fishing as I drive my fishermen around on the weekends and talk to anglers at boat launches and kids fishing off the riverbanks, and just seems like we're in full swing, and it's kind of starting to happen, which is really awesome to see.
Yeah, it's great. It's, fishing's been great and everybody's keeping busy. We've got lots of guides coming through the Pines and glad to see our guests coming back happy with lots of stories and lots of pictures and lots of food.
Awesome. So I listened to a bit of the show. I love the recap that you've done for the first, this is episode 6. So you talked a little bit about the first 5 episodes and Tell me a little bit about Sam Decker. I know that he works at the Arrowhead and seems like a really interesting, energetic young gun that really loves what he's doing out there.
Yeah. Sam's been a dock boy at Arrowhead for many years, and he's just now launching his own Sam Decker guide service. And so he's, you know, got a lot of energy, as I'm sure the listeners will hear from Sam talking about his experience and his guidance and his advice for folks looking for tips for fishing. And I would describe it as infectious. He really got me excited about fishing on Cap.
Yeah, he's very energetic and you can tell he just loves doing what he's doing. Hey, how was the week and how did everything line up for you for out of the resort?
Everything went great. Lots of comers and goers. We've got a full resort. We're full for most of the summer here. So it's fun to meet all the new guests coming in and staying with us and then say farewell. Got a lot of regulars coming in. This is about the time of year some of our regulars come in. So, you know, it gets to be now fourth season owning the resort. You get to know everybody. It's like family, getting to see family again. So it's a lot of fun.
Isn't it great to, you know, so I drove a guy this weekend. His name's Max Bokma. He was born in 1938, and I took him to a lodge in Eagle Lake, and it was his 50th year going there.
Incredible.
So those stories, and you know, like you're 4 years into it, and you're gonna have those stories as you get older, and you know, like you're meeting these people that it's their annual tradition. They come to see you basically and what you offer. Mm-hmm. And like watching the lady when I pulled up and she saw that he was in a wheelchair, first time he'd ever been in a wheelchair, the lady, the resort owner, started crying, and you could just tell how much people, they care about their guests and love seeing people. And you know, it really warmed my heart. And it made me think of the fact that this is what keeps all these lodges going. These, you know, not only the newcomers, but these people that it is part of what they do annually, and they make it a part of their life, which is pretty special.
Yeah, it's special. Lots of hugs, lots of high fives.
Isn't that great? Yeah, that's awesome. So we're going to listen to Sam Decker here, and I hear that they have a sandwich named after him at the Arrowhead, which is pretty cool. He's already becoming a lake legend.
Yep, they have the triple Sam Decker BLT. Yeah, that's kind of a neat little tidbit about Sam being the dock boy there at Arrowhead.
That's fantastic. So Ed Gakely here and Jason Sheehan. Hey, the kids are in. Are they out of school now? Are they your kids back? Are they joining you now for the season?
Yeah, this past Friday, my wife and my kids came. It's been fabulous to have them up with me, and I've got lots of help running around with the three of my three daughters, the three girls, and my wife's in full swing in the general store, and that frees me up to, you know, help out with a lot of the other activities around the resort as well.
Awesome. We're going to listen to Jason Sheehan and Sam Decker on the Lake Cabotogamo Fishing and Recreation Report, so let's jump into it.
Welcome back to the Lake Cabotogamo Fishing and Recreation Report. I'm your host, Jason Sheehan, and this is our 6th episode of the 2025 season. In previous reports, we've featured some of Cab's most seasoned experts, from lifelong guides like Wade Watson, Travis Carlson, multi-generation guide Trent Snyder, who's been on this water since he was 16, to Paul Peterson with his lifetime knowledge, and most recently Colby Keeler, who manages Cabin Outdoors and Driftwood Lodge and Resort. These folks have decades of experience and deep roots here. Wade's family has been fishing cabs since 1916. And today, we're turning to the next generation. I'm joined in person by up-and-coming guide Sam Decker. Sam's an independent fishing guide who some of you might already know as the friendly dock boy at Arrowhead Lodge Resort and Outfitters. In fact, he's so much of a fixture that Arrowhead Restaurant, they've even named a sandwich after him, the Triple Sam Decker BLT, described as, quote, tall like our dock boy Sam. Sam has spent the last few years helping anglers on the docks at Arrowhead and learning the lake, and now a new stage in his career. He's launched his very own Sam Decker Guide Service, offering guided fishing trips on Lake Cabotogama and surrounding lakes. Sam, welcome to the show. Let's start with your background.
Sounds good.
You're fairly new to guiding. You've been around cab for a while.
Mm-hmm.
I mentioned you've been a dockhand at Arrowhead Lodge for the past few years.
Yep.
You know, learning the ropes.
Yep, for sure, for sure.
On the waterfront. And now you've opened up your guiding services in Voyageurs National Park and here at cab.
Yep.
Tell us a bit about how you got into fishing and, you know, what's inspired you to take this leap.
Yeah, so I've wanted to be a guide for quite a few years now. My dad and grandpa were kind of who got me into fishing in general. I've been doing stuff in the outdoors basically since I was a young boy. And this cabin that we have kind of near the visitor center in Cabotogama is kind of been how I've been able to access this lake and have a pretty premium fishing experience throughout my young years as a kid and stuff like that. And it's been a great place to kind of learn the ropes of fishing and stuff like that and join my dad from a young age. And
got it in at a young age.
Yep.
Dock boy and
yep.
Now you're a fishing guide.
For sure, for sure.
One thing I find interesting is that you're not just a walleye guy. You multi-species trips,
yep. Yep.
Targeting anything from walleye, smallmouth, bass, more.
Yep.
Can you talk a little bit about your approach to catching fish? What,
yeah.
You know, what techniques, strategies do you like to use?
Yeah. I think Cabotogama is a unique lake in the fact that I think you need to be a very versatile angler, especially if you're going at the multi-species kind of angle. I try to accommodate to a lot of different skill sets and stuff like that with my guided trips. For example, there's not a great number of muskies in this lake, but there's a very nice number of trophy northern pike. The fact that we're able to kind of target those and stuff like that is kind of something that not a lot of people may know about this lake. Another species that I kind of find is kind of underloved is the smallmouth. There's a great number of smallmouth bass in this lake, and being able to kind of target those and stuff like that. I do basically a good variety of techniques, whether it's kind of the musky fishing style stuff for the big pike or casting flats, rocky shorelines, deeper rock points for the smallmouth as well. So I'll kind of do just about anything. But typically if you have a technique you'd like to learn, stuff like that, I can usually accommodate to that.
That's great. Switching back to walleyes a little bit. Cabs has the known slot limit.
Mm-hmm.
For those unfamiliar, all walleye between 18 and 26 have to be released, only one trophy over 26 inches. How do you handle that as a guide when you're targeting walleye? Does it change the way you fish, or do you just target any kind of walleye, or do you look for eaters? How do you do that?
Yeah, so I mean, you kind of get a variety of guests that kind of want different things. Some people will be very happy just going out and catching a bunch of slot fish. Some people don't really care to eat them quite as much. And then you also have that good population of anglers that wants to catch their dinner. I mean, obviously, walleyes are famed in a big, big way because of their legendary table fare that they can make. Overall, I would say that, especially in times like the spring and fall, you can kind of differentiate how you fish, whether it's fishing shallow water for kind of the bigger females that are there after the spawn in the spring, versus fishing deeper for maybe some of the more edible sized fish. So I think that overall, just kind of finding out what each client likes overall in terms of what they'd like to target is kind of a big thing with that. A lot of the times we can kind of differentiate, but occasionally we'll just be fishing an area and we'll catch anything from an 8-inch walleye to a 26-inch walleye and then everything in between. So cab's really cool where you can get that variety. I mean, you could, like I said, you can kind of just be sitting there in the same spot and fill your live well, but you can also be releasing those small fish that are maybe the next generation of nice edible or spawner fish. And then you also have those picture fish, which is pretty cool. So you can kind of get that mix in. But overall, if you have a group of clients that's very much into catching these big fish, getting the pictures and stuff like that, a lot of times you can find ways to kind of single those bigger fish out by fishing shallow, for example, in these times of year like we are in here in June.
We'll be right back with Lake Cabotogama Fishing and Recreation Report with Jason Sheehan and Sam Decker.
This week's Cabotogama Lake Fishing Report is brought to you by the Pines of Cabotogama. Park your RV above it all at the Pines of Cabotogama with clifftop and lake level full hookup sites. Your stay in the heart of Voyageurs National Park comes with unforgettable views. Rent a boat, cruise the lake with Garmin GPS, and dock at their private marina, complete with electric and fuel service. Ready when you are. It's RV camping with luxury and adventure built in. Reserve your site now at thepinescab.com.
You're invited to the Rocky Ledge on Lake Cabotogama. Great homemade meals for lunch and dinner. The Rocky Ledge is open 7 days a week from 11 a.m. to 9 p.m. with bar hours open later. Indulge on amazing homemade pizzas, fresh burgers, apps, sandwiches, and more. Call 218-875-3481 to inquire about daily specials. The staff and management look forward to serving you all summer long at the Rocky Ledge. Just minutes past the giant wall and beautiful Lake Cabotogama, the Rocky Ledge.
Keck's Cove on beautiful Lake Cabotogama in Voyageurs National Park has everything you need for your Northwoods escape. Whether you're out for a scenic drive or staying a while, they've got cozy cabins and boats ready to launch your next adventure. Just minutes from International Falls and well worth the trip. And it's official, the Broaster Chicken is genuine, hot, and fresh. Served Thursday through Sunday, 5 to 9. And don't miss their famous smoked brisket sandwiches. Keck's Cove, everything you need and so much more. Keck's Cove, Lake Cabotogama.
We now return to the Lake Cabotogama Fishing and Recreation Report with Jason Sheehan and Sam Decker.
What about the current conditions on the lake right now? Are you, what are you seeing in terms of trends for water temperature and patterns that are affecting the bite right now?
Yeah. So right now the water temperature has been pretty stagnant. We've been holding up right in the mid 60s area. Overall, just the kind of the weather difference and stuff like that has not really moved it up or down. These last couple of days, it has been a little bit cooler and it's dropped a couple degrees, maybe 3-4 degrees, but nothing crazy for actual difference on the lake. So with that, I would say that a lot of the fish are kind of stuck in their late May patterns. There's a lot of fish still up shallow, which makes for very good fishing shallow. And overall, there hasn't been a ton of transition from fish going to like deeper rock points, stuff like that. A lot of fish have been kind of stalled up in the shorelines, which makes for a more predictable fishing trip. Overall, it's been kind of right in that 60 degree area in the last couple of weeks, and fish have been pretty consistent in that anywhere from 10 to kind of 20 feet, pretty consistently.
All right. Tell us a little bit about what advice you have for bait tackle presentation.
Yeah. So I'd say the biggest thing right now to kind of judge how you're going to pick a spot and pick a technique to fish is going to be time of day and current weather conditions. We've been kind of working with a little bit of sun these last couple days, but then overall it's kind of had some colder, overcast conditions. And really that should just drive how you pick to fish when you get those overcast, more walleye-like conditions. It's oftentimes smarter to maybe push to the shallow water, maybe south of 15 feet. And then when you get those dead calm, sunny, just kind of flat as a pancake days out on the lake, it's not a bad idea to kind of push to those deeper rock piles. But just if you got the electronics for it, work your best to find those marks and then fish on top of them. If you're not marking a bunch of fish, it's not really worth your time. So just staying mobile, moving around, and having basically every bait in the boat you can, whether it's leeches, crawlers, minnows. Basically there's a time for everything right now. So I would just say kind of staying mobile and trying new things is the biggest thing you can do to be successful right now.
You talked a little bit about maybe some of the electronics on the boat.
Yeah.
What do you have for our listeners about what you're using and how you approach that?
So right now I'm actually just working with simple side imaging and down imaging. I used to have LiveScope, but at the moment I don't. And honestly, with these walleyes, it's not really been much of an issue to not have that. It definitely is a helping hand if you're looking to kind of graph spots and find where fish are more congregated. But overall, as long as you just have your 2D and stuff like that, simple down imaging, you can determine very quickly if a spot is fishable, just kind of driving over it a few times and being like, all right, there's a good stack of fish here. We can stop here and try this for a little bit of while.
Well, that's great to know. Good tip.
Yeah.
Sam, every good guide I know has a couple of great stories, and you're still early in your career, but I bet you've got some memorable moments out there. Maybe a big catch or a mishap or a special client experience.
Of course.
Any stories that stand out to you so far?
Yeah. So a big one was one of my first big pike trips that I took. And so what we did is it was me and a gentleman and then one of his younger sons, who was actually pretty skilled. I want to say he was the age of 11, maybe 12, but he was a very, very skilled angler for his age. We were grinding for big pike. And if, I mean, as many of you probably know, anything when it comes to big muskies, big pike, stuff like that, it's a time-taking thing. You're more trophy hunting than you are than you are fishing. With that, we spent, I want to say it was a 6-hour trip, and we spent quite a few hours on the water, just sitting there, just taking casts. And we were catching those little 20 inches and stuff like that to keep us entertained. But we were working hard, and I could tell that some of the attention was starting to wane off until we got into this area, and we missed a large one. We saw it surface, casted on it, and Bennett was his name, hooked up for just a split second. And then unfortunately, that thing was not landed on that cast. So that was a little bit disappointing in the moment, being that we had kind of worked for about five hours at that point casting for no real prevail of big fish. But then pretty shortly after, I want to say no more than 10 casts, he hooked up with it, and that fish measured right at 41 inches. So that was a pretty cool story that I had with the big pike. Yeah.
I have a new segment. This is new. I added it to the report. Likely you haven't heard it yet. So this is good. It'll be a surprise to you. As the host of the show, I like to get to know my guests.
Yeah.
So I got 10 questions I like to ask.
All right.
Rapid fire questions.
Sounds good.
All right. Here we go, Sam. Favorite time of the day on the lake?
I would say 7 a.m. is my favorite. 7 a.m. or earlier. Maybe. I mean, if I'm ambitious enough, 4 a.m. is pretty ideal too. But a lot of times I'll sleep in a little bit later than that. But the 7 a.m. morning shift is usually my favorite.
Morning bite. You've got one lure the rest of your life. What's it going to be?
Probably a Lindy Rig and a leech. That's probably, in my opinion, on Kabatogama, the most versatile.
All right.
So you can do that all year long.
You're cooking up shore lunch.
Yep.
What's your favorite side dish?
Side dish? Hash browns.
Early spring or late fall fishing?
I would take early spring, just because that's what I do the most. I don't do quite as much fall fishing, but early spring is my favorite. The anticipation and the excitement all winter is definitely what drives that, for sure.
You got one item in your tackle box probably shouldn't be there. What is it?
I bring bananas on the boat every now and again as a snack. Sometimes that's the unlucky one, I would say.
One song that must be on a boating playlist, your boating playlist.
I would say Chattahoochee by Alan Jackson. That's a pretty classic one. Any classic country song can be pretty good on the boat, that's for sure.
Best wildlife sighting you've had on the lake?
I saw a couple wolves on the point of Moxie Island once. I thought that was one of the coolest things I've ever seen. I've seen some bears swimming and stuff, but that one takes the cake.
Yeah,
for me.
That's pretty rare sighting.
Yeah.
Worst snack to have on a boat?
Ironically, I'm going to say the banana. I've heard the unlucky stories every time. My dad does everything he can to debunk that rumor, but I would say that just overall from the stories and the lore behind that, I'd say that's probably the worst snack to have on the boat.
All right. One word to describe a pike.
They're under 20 inches. Annoying.
Last question. One word. What does cab mean to you?
Oh, it means everything. I would say that word kind of encapsulates everything to me. I would say Kabatogama is where I truly believe, and I'm sorry, I'm going way more than one word right now, but I would truly say that Kabatogama is my home blood. This is where I belong in life, and everything is a good word to encapsulate that, I'd say.
Finally, Sam, how can people get in touch with you and schedule a guided trip?
Yeah, so it's honestly just probably easiest to just get in touch with my phone number. You can reach me at 952-290-3866. Or email. My email is samrdecker, it's samrdecker @outlook.com, or through my Facebook page, which is just Sam Decker Guide Services on Facebook.
Sam, it's been great chatting with you and hearing your perspective, your passion. It's contagious, and I think it's wonderful to see the next generation carrying on the Lake Kabatogama guiding tradition. For anyone listening who wants to book a trip with Sam, whether you're after walleye, bass, pike, or just a great day on the water, you can give him a call at 952-290-3866. That's all for this week's Lake Kabatogama and Fishing and Recreation Report. Thank you, Sam, for joining us today.
Thank you, Jason. I appreciate it.
Yeah, you're very welcome. Until next time, tight lines, everyone. We'll be back soon with more stories and updates from around Lake Kabatogama. Stay safe and enjoy the lake.
That's your weekly Lake Kabatogama Fishing and Recreation Report, brought to you each week right here on Lakes Country 104.1 with the Pines of Kabatogama with Jason Sheehan and Ed Gakely. We look forward to seeing you on the water.